Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world too via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to the workers that are out there, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing to keep America moving along, thanks so much for all that you do. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're over on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're on Parler when it comes back. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now for hour number two, we have Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to get up on my soapbox for a minute because I got an article sent to me yesterday by General Jerry Boykin. Now, General Jerry Boykin is very well known because many people have forgotten about the fact that he is a retired American general officer who was the United States Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence under President George W. Bush from 2002 to 2007. General Boykin also was one of the original leaders of Special Operations Command and is very well respected in the military circles. Now, he said, and this is him speaking, not me. He said the framers of the Constitution feared the day the powers of the federal government would be used against the American people. Well, that day has come, as Americans have come to fear the politicizing and using of government entities like the military and the intelligence community against its own citizens. The government is now using the power and the technology at their disposal designed to monitor foreign enemies to now monitor Americans. And many senior military officials during the Obama-Biden era were promoted not because of their leadership or combat records, but due to their support of the administration's radical social policies. Now, the current and past Democratic Party agenda has been to purge the military of those that disagree politically or socially. And is there now a political test for promotion? Well, maybe, because we've seen someone who failed in the past when it came to Iraq and Afghanistan with the policies that were being used there, now appointed the Secretary of Defense. And I'm talking about one Lloyd Austin. If you don't believe me, go look up his record.
Well, yeah, this is very, very powerful stuff, Captain, for sure. And obviously, what people really want to have in terms of the military is a military that's apolitical, that doesn't have a particular bent other than to protect the American people from all enemies, foreign and domestic. That's it.
Now, here's the John Brennan theory, and General Boykin goes on to talk about this, the John Brennan theory. The show of force force at the U.S. Capitol, both in the days leading up to and after the inauguration, are all part of a larger psychological war that John Brennan and James Clapper were leading, the organizations that spied on, went after Americans for political reasons. Now, the military in Washington, D.C. is in a place to convince people that Trump supporters are a threat to the nation and are, in fact, domestic terrorists. Well, not all are. A few of them are. Now, we are now seeing the executive branch of government redefining who is a domestic terrorist as construed by the Democratic Party. You are a domestic terrorist if you are a Trump supporter and or disagree with their agenda. They're playing a very dangerous game. That comes from Jerry Boykin, the Center for Security Policy, and I regard what he said as the gospel.
Well, again, very, very powerful things. And of course, Captain, as you mentioned, this idea of domestic terrorists, I think we're always against domestic terrorists in whatever form, whatever political persuasion that they evidently come from.
And what the hell is Antifa exactly?
Well, that sounds like...
What are the Bogalusa boys exactly?
Right.
They're the worst form right there, those guys, and that's the other side of the aisle. Now, to many on the left, Trump supporters should be subject to re-education camps or denied employment in the government and in private industry. And in poll after poll, the one government institution that Americans have trusted the most is the military. The left has now proceeded to alter our armed forces as they have altered the FBI. So who are the people that most threaten our country, Kyle?
Well, that's a very, very good question.
It would be the Democrats, bar none, because of what they're doing.
Well, exactly. But you have to understand that people who are not for the Democrat Party agenda are not, they think that way because they have serious differences. And there always have been serious differences since time immemorial. But what the Democrats are trying to do, and in many ways are successfully achieving, is the idea that anybody that disagrees with the Democrat Party elite are somehow a threat. And
before we go to break, I want to mention what Michael M. said in Atlanta, Georgia. He sent me an email here a few minutes ago. He said, Joe Biden indeed has become the literal Manchurian candidate for China. What has been a novel and fictitious movie has now become reality. We're all seeing it play out in front of us. Kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Keep up the good work you're doing, Captain. We stand behind you. Well, thank you, Michael M.
Yeah, great, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, hold the fort. Folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about Governor Cuomo and Senator Josh Hawley, two different ends of the spectrum, and a story on each one of them. By the way, if you're going to be flying, the TSA is now requiring masks at all screening checkpoints. So if you're going to the airport, get your mask.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Time warranty, a brand new windshield, and $100 put right in the palm of your hand when they finish with the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Punta Gorda, and Daytona Beach and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get that $100 put right in the palm of your hand. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
You betcha. You betcha. Right on tune, right on key. It's amazing. Amazing how you do that. Okay, well, Governor Cuomo, according to Janice Dean and some other folks that I was watching over the weekend, Janice Dean, of course, is a weather machine. She'll be busy this morning, won't she?
No kidding, yeah.
Yeah, they've said that Governor Cuomo must resign if a criminal cover-up of nursing home deaths is proven. Now, that was also said by Congresswoman Stefanik, who's up there in upstate New York, and she is fit to be tired about all this, as well she should be. And Janice Dean, of course, lost her in-laws, her mother-in-law and father-in-law, because of this mess.
Well, that's exactly right. And certainly, I mean, this issue and what we're learning about it isn't getting better. It's getting worse with every little thing that comes out about this. Of course, the undercounting of those who had died as a result of the coronavirus in the nursing home environment and so forth. So Governor Cuomo, he won an Emmy, of course, you know, Captain, for his TV appearances, I guess.
Big deal.
Yeah, but...
Big deal.
But what happens is that now, you know, they blame... Trump, they blame Trump, it's Trump this, Trump that, but yet this is a bona fide actual controversy that I think so many people think could have been avoided by making better decisions when Governor Cuomo had the opportunity.
Yeah, it was his order to do what happened that resulted in all these deaths. Jeez, what a dope. Anyway, the Republican senator out of Missouri, Josh Hawley, has decried the free pass that's being given to the squad members who seem to be able to say anything they want and not get into trouble.
Well, sure. Omar, didn't she say something about some people did something on 9/11, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
And there's no recrimination for
that. And listen to what AOC just said. A deranged member of Congress she was acting like a deranged member of Congress when she accused Senator Ted Cruz, saying that he was responsible for the people who rioted and vandalized and caused the death of the police officer. She said that.
Well, again, you see, but they, for some reason, as Senator Hawley's talking about, they can kind of say whatever explosive, inflammatory, salacious kind
of
thing.
Well, the exact quote was the Republican senator tried to have her killed. No, 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 and double no.
Well, of course not. But again, that's all part. See, but that plays in social media. See, that's a quick little soundbite, quip kind of a thing that generates more and more hostility. It doesn't tamp down the tension. It actually ramps it up. And Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez, I think, should know better than that.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you a question. We found out over the weekend. The United States has currently spent $161.5 million on keeping the 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed alive and wanted to give him a COVID shot at Gitmo. Now, there was go ahead.
No. I know. Can you imagine that? Yeah.
Now, there was such an uproar over that they have shelved the COVID shots temporarily. But I'll bet you they come back because they're going to give them to all the people they had there in Gitmo.
Well, exactly right. Meanwhile, people are waiting for their COVID shot here in the United States.
Yeah, they can't. It's a months-long waiting list right now.
Precisely. But yet, again, you know, you can't make this stuff up. And I think the Biden administration backed down on this because there was such a backlash, obviously.
Well, Stephen Moore, who is an economist, said that Biden's focus should be on the economy first, not climate change. And then he threw in the, come on, man.
Come on, man, because guess what? We won't have an economy, right, if we don't really address it. And it's not just about sending out another, although it's good to get money to the people that need it, but $1,400 checks don't fix the economy. And also, by the way, Captain, I think this is very important as well. You see, they're talking about climate change. They're making this whole big deal. We've got to do this. But yet it presupposes the idea that the Biden people, the Biden administration, that they actually want a really good economy.
Well,
you know, they certainly don't want a Trump-style economy at all.
The fastest way to get a good economy is to open up the economy, let the stores and the businesses go back to work, let the people go back to work, let them make an income, let the tax flow start to come through again the way that it does when people have a job and they're working. And if you don't want to do that, then shame on you, because these people don't want to be sitting in their house no matter how much money you give them. They got better things to do. Now,
well,
I take that back. There may be some people in the inner city that may want to sit there and do nothing because they do nothing anyway, and that's why you got the problems you got in the blue cities.
Well, but again, the idea is that they don't want the economy to come roaring back, because if you have a roaring economy, as you had under President Trump and his agenda of deregulation, et cetera.
By the way, you want to know what I heard the other day?
What's that?
I actually heard that from somebody that was saying, well, I got my Obama phone and I can make my phone calls and I can do everything I want to do. And it was a guy. It was not, I'm not trying to represent a race or anything, but it was somebody that had that to say. All right, I'm going to go to the phone real quick. Okay, Mel in Saratoga Springs with his snow shovel in his hand. What's on your mind?
Hello, I tell you what, it's so cold up there. It's any fit for a man or beast. But it's not snowing yet. It's just drastically cold. I don't know when the snow is coming.
It's coming. It's coming.
To go back to what how they can say things and get away with it. Like Tlaib said, as President Trump had gotten placed in office his first term, which is now his second term, but we know what he had gotten cheated. No, Tlaib, she had said, we're going to impeach this mother flipper. You know what I mean? And they can say things like that, and there's no, the president of the most
okay, all right. I got to run because I got other people here, but thank you very much. Okay. The quality on that call wasn't that good. Could you understand that, Kyle?
It was a little break up, unfortunately.
Yeah, at the end, he broke right up, and I really couldn't understand what he said the last few words, but that's okay. It is what it is. All right. Well, the Russian hack has brought changes and uncertainty to the U.S. court system after they got into our Department of Justice files. Remember that?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Don't know how far that's gotten or what it's done, but they're tippy-toeing along right now, being very careful about some different things they're doing.
Well, yes, exactly right. And again, this is not going away anytime soon. This is the way things are going to be going for a very long time.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk about AOC for I want to talk about AOC for a second. This is a little bit interesting. Maybe part of Joe Biden's agenda for national unity after his victory in November was, and by the way, tens of millions of Americans still don't believe that was legitimate, or maybe not. Now, there's a furor growing over the claim by our little squad member, AOC, that a Republican senator tried to have her killed. Now, the media research center said that a deranged member of Congress accusing a U.S. senator of attempted murder, if Trump had lied like this, you would have shut him down. She was assuming that Senator Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas, was not responsible for the people who rioted, or was responsible, rather, for the people who rioted and vandalized the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Now, the riot was the basis for the House vote, without witnesses or evidence to impeach President Trump a second time. And now we are hearing that this thing was planned weeks in advance, that there were actually some people training for this on both sides of the political aisle, right?
Oh, absolutely. And again, see, this is where the narrative sort of departs from reality in the basic news coverage of all of this. You know, Captain, as I said earlier, there are people who are Republicans. They're not Democrats because they have serious differences with Democrats, and vice versa. People that are your neighbors, some vote Republican, some vote Democrat. But these fringe elements on both sides are a danger to all of us. And unfortunately, once again, just like we saw with the riots during the summertime, generally speaking, the Democrat elite are siding with
their... more punishment to Republicans for exercising their constitutional right to object in a debate regarding the electors. Democrats are well on their way to morphing into a full-blown communist party that objects to any other party even existing. Maybe it's the vaccine, or maybe it's just them. We'll find out more when we come back. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has invited a group of 10 Senate Republicans to the White House to discuss their counterproposal to his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan. The group, led by Maine Senator Susan Collins, is proposing a $600 billion plan. Senator Rick Scott says the GOP's plan helps those hurting the most from the pandemic, but the Florida Republican tells Fox News that he believes the president's plan is just a payback to his more liberal supporters.
And in the last 12 months, we've spent committed $4.5 trillion. We have no idea how much of that money has not been spent. So let's help with the people who've lost their job. Let's help our small businesses get open. Let's make sure we get this vaccine out. But this radical left agenda that is not worrying about the fact that we have $27 trillion worth of debt. We're not living even close to within our means. I mean, this makes no sense. This is just a payback to the liberal left.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And I just figured out how come Mel was having a little bit of trouble there with his cell phone signal. It's probably all that snow in the cell tower, because that snow is coming your way, Mel. Believe me when I tell you, I'm looking at it right here on the radar. And it's the storm is coming up the coast, so it's moving up the coast, inland, and then into New England as the nor'easter would. And you're right there, right where it's going to be a winter storm warning versus just general snow altogether. But in the meantime, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah & Farrah. Don't forget, Farrah & Farrah has offices in Florida and Georgia. The injury law experts at Farrah & Farrah measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah & Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah & Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarahAndFarah.com. Now, Farrah & Farrah, you can spell their name by doing it this way, F-A-R-A-H, F-A-R-A-H for Farrah, FarahAndFarah.com. But they have a 24-7 phone number. Now, there's somebody there right now that can answer your questions about your claim. Now, the telephone number is 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. And they'll tell you, first of all, whether or not you got a case and what you need to do, and get you started, at least, in the process. So, 877-245-6707, Farrah and Farrah. Check them out today. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Kyle, give us an update on Miramar.
Well, right now, Captain, this came out just a little while ago, in the last 15 or 20 minutes or so. This from Reuters, China has noted the coup in Myanmar, saying that it hopes for stability. They are saying, we have noted what has happened in Myanmar and are in the process of further understanding the situation, according to a Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson told a daily news briefing in Beijing. They say that China is a friendly neighbor of Myanmar's. We hope that all sides in Myanmar can appropriately handle their differences under the constitution and legal framework and safeguard political and social stability. That's a direct quote. Now, of course, Captain, China does have big strategic economic interest in Myanmar. There are major oil and gas pipelines that run through that area, which China, of course, has a big stake in, it would appear, and they'll be watching this very closely. But to say that they have noted it may say more than just the simple fact of saying that they did note it.
Millions of people, probably about 70 to 75 million, depending on what you want to pick for the numbers that voted for Donald Trump, are right now longing for Donald Trump, especially after watching what Joe Biden has been doing. And Trump's popularity, in the meantime, is surging right now as we speak. It's not going backwards, it's going up. And the Republicans, the rhinos in the Republican Party and the hardcore, you know, Republicans, they don't know how to take this.
No, they don't. But see, here's the thing. You know, during the campaign, candidate Biden, candidate Harris, you know, they tried to explain to us that, well, they're only going to raise taxes on people making $400,000. We found out that that was not true.
I know it wasn't true when they said it.
Well, of course, of course. But they campaigned as if they were going to be kinder, gentler. We just, you know, you won't have Trump tweeting anymore.
Bunch of lying skunks.
Well, but what they did is we saw the coming attractions. And we saw the coming attractions back in the Georgia election as that was going. We knew exactly what was coming. But even so, we knew exactly what to expect even from the general election day. But what the Democrats have done is they've shown everybody this is exactly what we're going to do, and the people are regretting it now.
Now, Republicans have unleashed a barrage of pro-life legislation in several states across the country right now, which is something that the Democrats obviously don't want, any type of pro-life legislation. But that's what's been done in the last few days.
Well, and again, even if it does, if it likely would not pass, for example, but it still is something.
Not in a blue state.
Well, that's right, but it is definitely something that where they make their statement, they go on record, and they get Democrats on record as well. And of course, what we are seeing now, especially with the Joe Biden, President Biden, taking away or putting back the funding with taxpayer dollars in foreign countries of abortion, it tells you exactly where the Democrats are and where they're going with all this.
Yeah, and Eric is saying something about Hillary Clinton 10 years ago. It has no bearing on today. It does 10 years ago. But the Chinese have been up to their eyeballs in working with the Myanmar military because they've been providing them assistance and equipment and this, that, and the other. And they're up to their eyeballs in this right now.
Well, exactly. Now, again, this, you know, things can start up like this, and we're going to watch and see how the Biden administration can try to navigate this.
Yep. Now, the CDC mandate for wearing masks has now gone to all planes, trains, and public transportation.
Well, that's right. In my recent travels, everybody in the airport was wearing masks.
How about a city bus?
Didn't take a city bus, but
they're all wearing masks.
Well, that's right. That's right. But I've noticed that a lot of people are wearing masks anyway, because they're trying to be as safe as possible.
I was sitting at a traffic light yesterday, and I'm sitting here with my windows rolled down. It was a very nice day, and I had my radio turned on, and I was not listening to the news talk radio. I was listening to some music. I had my Sirius XM going, and there was a car to the left. I was in the middle lane, car to my right, and both the people, matter of fact, all the people in the car to my left had masks on. And over my right, the driver had a mask, and then the passenger had a mask. And when they pulled by me, they both had bumper stickers. What do you think the bumper sticker in the car on the left said?
Wild guess says it said Biden Harris.
That's right. What do you think the bumper sticker on the car on the right said?
What was that?
if you ain't blue, you ain't cool. And they weren't talking about the cops either.
Nope, that's right. That's right.
I remembered that when I saw it. I was going to take a picture of it, but by the time I got my phone out of my holster that I carry in my belt, I couldn't get it. They were gone because they took off like a bat out of hell, both of them. But anyway, let's talk about California and the Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who has lifted his stay-at-home lockdown order last week, allowing businesses deemed non-essential by the government, including restaurants and stores and salons, to resume some in-person operations with safety precautions in place. But then Los Angeles County, of all places, and the public officials there said, well, you can open up, but you can't turn on your television. We don't want people congregating to watch things like, oh, gosh, the Super Bowl.
Well, and we don't want restaurants trying to make back something that they've lost. And, you know, Captain, the actual order that came out said the TVs in these situations had to either be removed or must remain off. So can you imagine, here you go, you've been closed up for so long, and they have even admitted that closing the restaurants for outdoor dining doesn't help not spread the COVID-19. They just didn't want people coming out of their homes.
You know, I just had an idea.
Mm-hmm.
This is your homework assignment for tomorrow night.
Sure.
Find out if you can play music videos.
Oh, at the restaurants?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's music, right?
That's right.
They're videos, right?
Yeah.
But it's music. You don't have the TV on. You got the music playing. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, but again, the part of this is they will say, well, we don't want people congregating. But yet, if it's safe to eat outside, more or less, and people still maintain social distancing, can't they watch the Super Bowl? I mean, again, it's one more thing taken away from the restaurant industry that would actually help them make a little bit of profit this month as opposed to the last several months, and you take that away from them as well. It's really, really going too far. I think this is going to fuel the recall even more and certainly cause a lot of people to say, the LA City Council people.
And thank you very much, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, for having the worst job losses in the country December 2020. Way to go, Michigan. Way to go, Governor Whitmer, as she was just starting to come out of her lockdown, because according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor and Statistics, Michigan lost 64,400 jobs in the final month of 2020. Way to go, Michigan.
No kidding. And unfortunately, and I don't want to be the bearer of bad tidings here, but I don't see that it will be a lot better in the near future because
no.
we're not emerging
no.
into
no.
a Trump economy.
And all the states with the highest unemployment numbers are blue states. Imagine that.
Yep, that's
Imagine
right.
that. All right. Couldn't make that stuff up if I tried, folks. All right, here we go. Coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Kyle Warren will be right back. I'll be right back. And we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. We appreciate you being on the wall for us, and we don't take that lightly. All right, now, this portion of the program, the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops, America's largest truck stop chain. Tell them you're listening to me and the Captain's America talk about getting in there to grab yourself a free hot cup of coffee, because you're listening to me talk about them on the radio. All righty, we're going to go dancing. Here we go.
What y'all trying to do?
Hey, that's Bruno Mars, a little 24 carat, and that could be gold, that could be anything. But you want to talk about getting down on that one, Kyle. He's got it all going.
Absolutely. That's a great Bruno Mars track. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's from Las Vegas. He's shown getting out of a private aircraft, private plane, and hopping into fancy cars and going on downtown, and the entourage along with him, and away they went. Okay, here we go. Let's get to the weather. We got a lot to talk about. A major nor'easter for the northeast, more heavy rain and snow in the west. A nor'easter is slowly shifting north just off the east coast Monday through Tuesday with widespread heavy snow of 1 to 2 feet. 3 feet in some of the higher elevations is forecast from Pennsylvania into New England, including Philadelphia, New York City, and Boston through Tuesday. Snowfall rates will be about 2 inches an hour. Meanwhile, out west, a stream of Pacific moisture will continue with low elevation heavy rain and heavy mountain snow through the midweek. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, most of the weather out west tonight is concentrated up in the northwestern corner of Northern California. That's because an atmospheric river is still focusing there in northwest California. It's going to be there much of Monday. It's going to start shifting eastward probably late Monday or into Monday night. Lots of heavy rainfall, also, of course, snow in the higher elevations. So be very careful, especially if you're coming up the 101 freeway. If you're coming up I-5 near Mount Shasta, heading on into southern Oregon, you're going to have that winter storm watch and flood watch all throughout that area. Wind advisory in southern Oregon, also high winds, also in the central part of southern Oregon as well. Winter weather advisory if you're coming across I-90 between Seattle and Ellensburg, so you want to be careful there. Also, Captain, tonight we've got throughout the eastern part of central California, winter storm watch. This runs about two-thirds the length of the state starting in the north. We've got a lake wind advisory near Reno and Carson City nearby in Nevada, and that's what it looks like out west tonight.
Okay, well, here we go. If you're in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Nebraska, central part of the states, each one of those states, you've got a dense fog advisory there. So if you're on I-94, if you're on I-90, if you're on I-80 between Lincoln and over towards Grand Island, you're going to have dense fog in that area. Now, I'm going to drift down below before I go back up above again. In Alabama, southern Alabama and the southeastern corner of Mississippi, you've got a northwest wind that's come in there along with colder temperatures dropping down to 30s and 40s. So with the wind, it's going to make it feel like the 20s and 30s by morning. And, of course, there is some colder weather coming into the deep south tonight over tomorrow. And then here we go with the snow. If you're on I-64, if you're on I-70, if you're on I-80, I-76, I-90, I-87, I-91, I-93, I-95, depending on where you're at in New England, New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, the mountains of Maryland, the mountains of Virginia, let's see here, the mountains of West Virginia, the central and higher elevations of Tennessee, and then going up by 81, up from Knoxville and that-a-way up towards Virginia, towards Bristol, you're going to be in snow all the way. Now, there is a winter storm warning for the mountains over there east of Bristol and east of Knoxville that lasts just strictly in the mountainous areas there. General snow altogether in other places until you get to the northern part of Maryland. Coming across the higher elevations of Maryland, higher elevations of New Jersey, you're going to be in a winter storm warning. You could have 1 to 2, possibly 3 feet of snow in some of those areas. Eastern Pennsylvania coming out of the tunnels on the Turnpike, Harrisburg, I-81, all the way up into New York State, Binghamton, New York, you get a winter storm warning for 1 to 2 feet of snow all the way along through there. Over towards Poughkeepsie, same thing. Up to Albany, same thing. I-90 over to Boston in the Berkshires, you can see 1, 2, maybe 3 feet of snow. Way up north in Champlain, up north of Lake Champlain, you are up in the Lake Champlain area, you could have, again, another 1 to 2 feet of snow up in the elevations. New Hampshire, winter storm warning. Maine, winter storm warning. If you're in Portland, Maine tonight, you got a gale warning there, too, to go along with the snow. So there you go. And that gale warning comes all the way down to the southern part of New Jersey. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
See you tomorrow.
Take care.
All righty. And we go from the snowstorm to the Myanmar storm. And with us is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We got us a real situation going on over there in Southeast Asia in the old Burma.
Well, we do, but this is not necessarily a new condition for Myanmar. They had been under military rule going before, back as far as 2019. So this will be, I think, Biden's first crisis that he's going to have to deal with. It'll be interesting to see where he necessarily goes with this. It's quite interesting on the reasons why they had this military coup and had to deal with the
election fraud. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Last November.
Mm-hmm.
So, here we are.
Well, we're going to watch it because the fact that there was several different statements that were made here in the last couple of hours. One of them was by our Secretary of State, who said that we will take action. And then China came out and made kind of a goofy statement that said, well, they are our neighbors and we are watching and we are hoping that everything will work out. But the thing that I've got a news story here from Reuters, and in it it talks about the Chinese military has been working with the Myanmar military of late. So I wonder if China's got their fingers in all this.
Well, I would say clearly yes. But this should not have been really any surprise if we are doing the right thing when it comes to our intelligence community. You know, they're supposed to, and the ambassadors and so forth, they're supposed to be watching these kinds of things. So, I would have said that there would have been a way to, perhaps, maybe head this thing off at the pass, but they didn't do that, so.
No. So we'll just watch it and we'll see what happens, and hopefully it won't go any further than what it's already at here, but who knows.
Well, right. I mean, it's under military rule.
Eric is sending all kinds of stories to me, which I don't have time to look at, nor do we during the middle of the show, but that's okay. So hold that thought. And, folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch after the news break, and your stations get an opportunity to pay some of their bills. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.